your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy, Dark Knight Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our wiki podcast where we talk about comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Time with Two Stars.
Hey, buddy, boo.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It is March 31st.
The end of merch.
Yes, long time coming, but we are finally going to give y'all our opinions on Batman v Superman.
Here it comes, right in your ears, folks.
Yes, I needed to see the movie twice before I could form an official opinion. How long did it take you to figure out your opinion?
Just mulling it over the next few days, I got my opinion. So.
Okay. It was a movie.
Yes, it was a movie.
So we're gonna
not
do
a TV show or radio show.
We're gonna do this first part, kind of talk, go a little spoiler free about things, and then we're going to give you a spoiler warning, and then we're just gonna go spoiler all up in
just
your
all
face.
All up in, if you can't handle them,
in
just
your ears and all over the place.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
We'll give you ample warning.
So we will warn you again. It was a long movie. It was 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
We saw it on opening night. The worst thing, too,
is I had to go to the bathroom, like, the whole movie.
Oh,
so
that was really
on the back part of my mind, like, the entire movie. Because, like, I don't want to miss a piece, but
yes.
I really gotta go.
For me, like, if we were going in a star rating, we did the video beforehand, and we talked about a star rating. My official star rating now would be 3.5 stars out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? What would be your official star rating?
3.
3?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My opinions are a couple good things first. I think it was a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
It was beautifully shot. A lot of great scenes, a lot of great action scenes. The darkness of it, of how it was shot and filmed,
was
cool.
I like it's almost reminiscent of like the early Batman movies, how some parts were dark like that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was very Tim Burton-esque in that sense.
Yeah.
The Superman parts were cool, where his suit looked really good.
Yeah, I like the, they lightened up the blue to make it more better than the Man of Steel.
The blue definitely did seem a lot lighter in this one than Man of Steel, for sure. The fight scenes between Batman and Superman are beautifully shot and done.
Yeah.
I thought the casting, honestly, was spot on for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think everybody played their parts really well. I don't think they could have really picked better people. But we'll get into the beats later.
I don't think so either. I think all the casting was pretty darn good. Negative for me would be there's too much in the movie.
There's a lot going on.
They basically try to fit 3 story arcs of comic books into 1 movie.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what was its downfall, because in the first hour, there's not a whole lot of action.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's used to these Marvel movies, where, like, Captain America, Winter Soldier started off with pretty almost their biggest action scene in the movie.
Yeah, literally in Avengers 2, they're just, like, literally in a battlefield. That's
right.
How the movie starts, is they're just in a battlefield fighting Zemo.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people are used to that. And so I think that's why a lot of people were like, meh, because there wasn't a whole... It took almost a whole hour for there to be action.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
But there's good stuff in that. There's good dialogue in it and good banter.
Yeah, there's a lot of character, like some character, pretty good amount of character building in there.
Yeah. For Lex, where there's a lot of character building.
Yeah, because he's new. I mean, if anything, we already know Batman and... Alfred. Wow, I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. Alfred R.
Yeah.
They had Man of Steel, so they've already built up Henry Cavill and... Was Amy Adams in Man of Steel, too?
Yeah,
Okay, so they already built that up in their relationship.
Yeah.
So they really had to build up Lex Luthor a lot.
They did, and they did build him up a lot, and he was definitely an interesting character. As much as there was too much in the movie, it almost seemed like there was not enough in the movie.
Yeah, I see. I know what you're talking about.
And
yeah.
Because there were scenes and things that I think they needed, which we can talk about a little bit later, too. But overall, I think it was good. I mean, yeah. It was fun. To me, it was fun seeing Batman and Superman on the screen together, mm-hmm. seeing them interact. The Batmobile parts that we saw was good.
Yeah. The Batmobile was awesome. I think that's a really cool-looking Batmobile.
Seeing Wonder Woman was fun.
Wonder Woman!
Seeing Batman interact and Bruce interact with her was good. I mean, even though it was so dark, it was the darkest superhero movie, one of the darkest superhero movies we've seen, really, I would think. Out of the big two,
yeah,
out of DC and Marvel, it's probably the darkest we've seen. Yeah. It's definitely the darkest iteration of Batman we've seen, which a lot of people had issues with, too. But overall, I think it was good. It's definitely worth people going to see it, I think.
I think it's great for people who don't know who Batman is, really, or Superman is, because they don't really have too much expectations going in, so it's just a good movie for them, and they don't really get too lost.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that it's good for those people who don't really know they are too much. But I think it was confusing for people who have seen all the movies.
Yeah.
And that's the only Batman they know.
Yeah.
Is the movie Batman. Because then they're like, well, why is he doing this? Why is he so angry? Why is he so violent? Because they don't know all that history. So, why 3 stars for you? Like, how about 2 good things for you, 2 bad things?
Good things, when they had the Batman-esque moments, those were awesome. The fights, the detective, all that stuff. That was good. The big showdown at the end, I guess you could say. That was really cool where everybody was like coming in, clashing together. That part was really awesome. Like, cinematically, like it was really good. Bad, they just tried cramming in too much story. They're obviously trying to set up for more movies in the future, and it's just almost like, whoa, what, huh?
Yeah. Slow down there, killer.
Yeah, slow it down. And another bad. Lex really got on my nerves. I think they're trying to make him too funny, and it just it rubbed me the wrong way most of the movie.
A lot. I think it's very, but very strong reactions. Nobody has ever said, "Oh yeah, he was okay." It's either, like, people loved his version of Lex, or they loathed it.
Yeah.
All right, so 3 stars for you. That's lower than I thought you were going to give it. I thought you were going to give it, like, 4.
Nah, 3. Sorry.
All right. I'm happy we're both kind of on the same page there. So, this is the part where we're going to get into spoilers.
All right.
So, don't get mad at us.
We'll give you ample warning now.
That was our spoiler-free review, so if you wanted to hear that.
I wanted to say some specific things, so I held my tongue.
Now, if you haven't seen the movie yet, you're living under a rock, I think, because even though it has been getting kind of negative reviews, it still has grossed $530 billion
globally. It's crazy how much that movie's already made.
Yeah. So it's already broken records. It's already the highest grossing
comic book movie.
So number 4, I think. So, I mean, it's
crazy.
It's pretty crazy. All right, Tommy. So, my favorite parts of the movie, I think most of it was all Batman-centric.
Yeah.
Batman was great. Ben, I think, did a really good job. Even though we needed more Alfred, I think, the scenes with Alfred and them talking was great.
Yeah, it really shows the relationship and how Alfred really works behind the scenes.
Yep.
Which, you know, he's always, like, you know, helping him, like, with his solved crimes and stuff like that. So, that part was really cool.
I think Jeremy Irons might be the best Alfred we've seen yet.
Yeah, I love Jeremy Irons. Yeah. I love his voice. He's just so cool.
He did really good. My favorite, absolute favorite part of the movie was the fight scene with Batman and Superman. And Batman has Superman down on the ground.
Yeah.
And he's got his foot at his throat.
Yeah.
And Superman's
the kryptonite spear.
Yeah, they're going to kill Martha. Gotta find Martha and Batman.
Martha's like, what?
Yeah. And he freaks out. And he's like, why did you say that name? The second time I saw it, like, I was crying.
Yeah.
Like, it was intense. And because I think I realized a lot of people were like, oh, well, you know, that makes him stop fighting him is because the moms have the same name. No, it goes deeper than that. He stopped because he realized that Clark was, that Superman was human.
Yeah.
Because he didn't see, he wasn't seeing him as a human. He was seeing him as
this an alien. Apathetic alien who just loiters over the entire world, basically.
Right. And at that moment, he realized, hey, he has a mom and he cares about somebody. I'm about to kill him.
Or, no, he didn't really necessarily know that was his mom, but he knew that, like,
he was about to die
and he wanted him, like, even though he's about to die, he wanted Batman to save this person.
Yeah. And then when Lois came in and said that's his mom, I think he was like, you know what? He's about to die and he wants to save somebody. Yeah. He can't be all that bad. And so, because a lot of people have the problem with, just they're fighting, and then now Batman's like, oh, hey, we're pals now. We're buddies.
Yeah. It did seem a little too quick, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That would have been better if they had it in a separate movie, but that's the whole different thing.
What were your favorite parts, like, two favorite parts that you think of?
My favorite parts... Like, I was worried at first from all the trailers where they brought in Doomsday, like, how that was going to be. Like, they just like, oh, they threw him in there, too? There's all these people.
Yeah.
Aquaman, there's... Blah, blah, blah. That part was kind of cool. He's fighting Doomsday. It was almost very... I mean, even though I don't like how they created Doomsday.
Yeah.
But he's actually really based on how he is in the comic book. He, like, as he gets defeated, he comes back stronger. And he the more people he defeats, he learns abilities and he gets stronger. Stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So, that
made... I think they definitely did Doomsday better than I thought they were going to.
Yeah.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this could be bad.
Yeah.
Could they have left Doomsday out, you think?
I think they could have, but then it would have ended like really like, all right, we're good friends now. They're going to go skipping down Metropolis. They needed Doomsday to kind of clinch it.
Yeah.
And give them a reason to have the Justice League.
Yeah, yeah, I think I agree with that, you know, of all the people forming together. Because that was really the trilogy forming together is what we saw. And that's who the Justice League is that is the trilogy. So, I don't know if they just, it comes down to, again, they just put so much into it.
Yeah.
What was your favorite, like, who was your absolute favorite character in the movie? Like, who did you really like the adaptation of and how the actor portrayed him and stuff?
I don't want to be cliche and say Batman, but I can't really think of anybody else. Irons, I think I like Jeremy Irons where he's like, still that moral ground for Bruce Wayne where Bruce is always trying to push himself and do everything he can and you know, Alfred's like, Bruce, you can't do everything. You need to stop and take care of yourself. And I think Jeremy Irons played that father-esque protector figure for
Bruce. I think he did well. Yeah. He seemed more like that father protector rather than just the old man who's my butler. Yeah, for sure. I really like Jeremy Irons. For me, Batfleck is great. And then I disagree with you. I liked Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
I thought Jesse Eisenberg was great.
Well, there were parts that were funny, and then there was parts that's like, all right, are you ever serious?
Yeah. I think what they were trying to do is show where the genius of him, that his genius makes him crazy.
Yeah.
And there's so much going on in his head.
There were those moments like where he just like kind of like has these weird outbursts and he's like, whoa, what, huh?
There's like so much going on in his brain, he can't get it all out. So I guess I totally got what they're going for there. I personally, for DC, I'm okay. Even Marvel, I guess, I'm okay with them changing the characters around and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it needs to be 100%, because, especially in DC, you've got all the different multiverses.
Yes, yeah, that's more prominent in DC, where, you know, you have Earth A, Earth B, Earth 2, stuff like that.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm okay with it. That's why I don't mind the darker Superman.
Yeah.
Whereas he's not inspiring hope, where he comes down and people are like, you know what? Like, some people really like him, most hate him. Like, I'm okay with that, because it kind of makes sense. I was okay with Batman straight up shooting guns.
I really didn't like that.
But
again, you're right. It could be, you know, a different take. He killed so many people in that movie. I was like, what the hell?
But he never intentionally, like, did it. The only person he
The
only person he probably intentionally killed
was the guy with the flamethrower.
Right, and he had to save Martha.
Oh,
so.
I just. Oh, I'm going to fling this car at you. Oops, I guess you're going to die. Oh, well. So be it.
But he's that way in Dark Knight Returns, too. He's a lot more violent, and the big major mutant, he shoves his nose up into his brain. You know what I mean? And he's, you know, and he's definitely, he kills the Joker pretty much.
Yeah, that's true.
He stabs him. So, they're, I could, there was a lot of quotes in the movie, too, that were straight out of that book.
Oh, really?
As well, yeah. So I think we kind of established what they did right was Batman.
Is Batman probably what was they great.
Did right, right? And the fight scenes were pretty spot on. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman, you think they did Wonder Woman right?
I thought she was, I was a little worried about her, too. But I think they did her pretty well.
They did do her pretty well, I think.
Like, she was pretty kick butt. She was fighting Doomsday.
I liked how Doomsday...
But she was really kind of in the background of everything. Like, every part that she was in wasn't really about her. If anything, it was about... It was more focused on Bruce Wayne or something. She was trying to sabotage him or...
For sure.
Do her own little thing, so...
Which is good, because they made her like she's a C-list character, where she wasn't a main, but she was in that background, and you saw her going doing her own thing.
Right.
I liked when Doomsday knocked her down, and she kind of, like, got hit, and she, like, smirked.
Yeah.
Like, she was enjoying it, and it was fun. I liked that a lot, too. I think they did her well. I'm definitely looking forward to a Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to... other directors now taking these characters and doing their own thing with them.
Yeah, that's another thing I did like, too, is that they actually opened up a lot more characters than I realized there was going to be in the movie, like Cyborg, Flash, stuff like that. So there's going to be more tie-ins, which is what I love about the Marvel Universe, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is just there's so many characters, and then they have their own little spin-off movies, and they really developed the characters, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's the Marvel did that perfect. So yeah, I can't wait for DC to do that either and see all the little separate movies. The Cyborg was cool. How they
it was interesting.
The
cube
and
was that because what we were kind of reading about how his origin was is they put this experimental suit on him and it kind of grafted. So kind of similar to it looks like you know this dad like a lot in the comic book. So it seems pretty close.
Kind
of creepy seeing him there, like on the board, was just like most of a torso, just like up there. It was weird.
It was pretty creepy. What are there any scenes in the movie that now looking back you just hated, where you were like, God, I just wish they would have cut that out, or it almost ruined the movie for you? For me, the scene in where the terror bombing. Where the guy in the wheelchair, the guy has a bomb in the wheelchair and blows everybody up. I thought that was a little...
It did seem kind of peculiar, too.
Yeah, force there. I think it was needed to kind of put Batman over the edge.
Yeah.
But it seemed a little force. Maybe the parts with Lex Luthor and the Senator.
Yeah,
I don't really
a lot
think
those,
they needed a lot of their relationship. I think they could have cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's things they could have gotten rid of. And put more things in that would have been better for the story.
I would have loved more backstory of what happened between whatever they were trying to continue Batman from. So I'm not saying it's connected to the Dark Knight trilogy, but like if it were, like what happened between when he left and now? Like where's his in between? Because we all know his parents died and all that, but there's a lot that they kind of... brushed over, like, you know, the suit with the graffiti on it. Like, what's that about? I don't know if that's supposed to just tease into Suicide Squad or what.
They definitely, like, I think we talked about, like, I would have liked them to do a kind of montage like that at the beginning instead of the origin story.
Yeah.
So if they would have done a little montage where they were like, hey, this is what happened in the 20 years he's been fighting crime. And showing clips of Robin dying or... clips of him failing to save somebody or stuff like that, you know? And I think that would have really added to the story of showing the quote-unquote downfall of Batman.
Right.
Because there's so many people who are like, why is Batman using guns? He's killing people. Why is he so angry?
Yeah.
You know, why is he so emo? And I think for us, we kind of got it a little bit, but I think there's a lot of people who don't.
He's done it for so long, he's seen the darkness, and he's just got... fed up.
Yeah. What did you think of the ending? So, again, spoilers.
Well, I always knew Superman fights Doomsday. Doomsday kills Superman.
Right.
Sort of.
But that wasn't... In the comics, I think they had fought at least once or twice before.
They fought a few times.
But it was shorts. It was like short fights.
Yeah.
I did not see them go in that direction.
Yeah, you didn't think so?
I didn't think they were going to kill him. I thought maybe like Doomsday was going to run off or they were going to kind of stop him. And then they would stop him. And then at the end of the movie, they would show him evolving or something.
Yeah.
And I definitely thought he would come back. But I just... Again, it was a story arc where I don't think they needed it.
Hmm. Okay.
Did you enjoy the ending of Superman dying?
Nah. Didn't hate it.
Yeah. It was like, you know, I think some people like
I think that's
really
again
enjoyed
another
that part
one of those things where it's building up the Justice League, so it's like, you know, we need, like, Superman, like, where it had Wonder Woman and Batman there in the cemetery, and he's like, we need to go find the other metahumans and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you know they want to join? He's like, oh, they will. I don't, or whatever.
And then she asked him, like, why we beat Doomsday or whatever, and he's like, it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
I like that part. Where he's like, I failed him in life. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to feel him in death.
Yeah.
That was pretty lame there, Bruce.
Yeah,
so I mean, it just felt a little forced. I think they could have gone a different direction with the ending. Maybe not having to kill Superman, but...
But he's obviously not dead.
He obviously is not. Because, and I kind of think, like, if you're going to go for that, kill him. Just kill him and don't tell anybody. You pull a Gandalf.
Yeah,
like,
just have him come back the next movie.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, if you didn't read the books, you didn't know Gandalf was coming back.
That was true.
Until you see him in the woods, and you're like, WTF?
Gandalf!
What's going on, you know? And I think they could have kind of pulled that off really well, and where, obviously, fanboys...
Superman the White.
Just come back in all white cape and white suit.
That's so funny. That would have been perfect.
No, they're spinning.
So, do you think the critics are being... So, on the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's at a 29% now.
I don't know what they're basing it off. Are they basing it off of it just being the movie in general, or the expectation of the comic book? Like, were they expecting something...
I think the critics are judging it as a movie. Okay. The edits and the plot lines and all that.
Yeah, from what I've
stuff.
Heard, a lot of the reviews are, it doesn't seem to have much of a plot. So, if you were to base it off of that, then yes. But there is kind of a plot, though.
There is.
If you look into it, where basically the whole point is what happened in the Man of Steel, where Superman basically almost destroys a good chunk of Metropolis, kills thousands of people in the aftermath of Zod's attack. And Batman just wants to make sure that'll never happen again. So his goal is to try and, you know, basically do a mutant registration. Superhero registration act.
It's kind of like, should there be heroes?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I got out of it. Like, you know, what's the right way to do this? Like, you know.
We can't allow people that much power just walking around all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
So that's the main plot, is making sure that these beings are put in check.
Yeah. To me, it feels like people have wanted to hate this movie
since
it got announced.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by announced? Do you mean, like, announced that Ben Affleck's going to be Batman?
Think,
or do you mean, like, back in 2010, 11, when
they teased
the movie poster for Batman Superman?
Well, that was
Hitchcock.
Sweet. Oh, was
it? Or not Hitchcock, but I Am Legend.
Yeah, well, that was cool. And then they did the Comic-Con thing at San Diego Comic-Con. And they showed a little clip, and they showed the logo,
mm-hmm.
and then you hear Batman's voice come up, and it's a quote from Dark Knight Returns, and he's like, "In your deepest, darkest moments, Clark, I hope you remember my boot at your neck," you know. And that was kind of the first announcement, so that was cool. I would say when they announced that Ben was going to be Batman.
Yeah.
I think from that moment, I think
the haters
wanted to hate, and then once Jesse Eisenberg was cast, and it just kept going downhill. And so I think there's some people that just want to hate it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it, for me, if I had to rank my Batman movies, I think it would be number four for me.
Yeah.
Of, like, good quality Batman movies. It would be, like, for me, it'd be Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
Probably The Dark Knight. And then probably Batman Superman.
Okay.
And then, I mean, all the crap would follow.
Yeah.
Probably then, like, Batman Forever, Dark Knight Rises, Batman Returns, and then Batman and Robin. That's probably how it would go.
Yeah, Batman and Robin's got to be at the bottom.
Yeah. It's pretty awful. And then even as far as superhero movies, I think it was better than Iron Man 3.
I can kind of see that. I liked Iron Man 3, but you're right. There's, like... They were trying to.
Might have even been better than Iron Man 2. There's
too many damn twists in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
I love Iron Man 2.
Better than all the Spider-Man movies except the first one.
Yeah, the first one was great. The second one I really liked. And the third one I was like, oh, what kind of crappy ending.
Oh, yeah. Better than the Hulk movies.
Whoa.
Did you like the Hulk movies?
The Incredible Hulk with
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton, I liked that one.
I was not a fan of that one either. No, I didn't like Edward Norton.
He was very, like, distant.
Yes.
He didn't seem like he was very troubled, like Bruce Banner is.
Yeah.
That's why I think Mark Ruffalo has, like, he's always got that kind of nervousness to him. He's always, like, you know, you can tell.
He does that good.
I think he's doing it right. So, but the first one that Ang Lee did, I like that movie, but it's really, like, odd.
It's very odd, yeah. So, it's definitely not the worst superhero movie ever.
Oh, my dad's Absorbing Man. What?
But... But it's definitely not the best one either, I don't think. No. And I think the hype was so big.
It was huge.
It's almost hard to make everybody happy.
That's what it's like. It had that Deadpool-esque hype, but sadly couldn't back it up.
Yeah. Hopefully Civil War can back up all their hype.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I hope so on that one, too.
So, after this, do you think the DC Universe is going to continue?
I think they are. They just got to... reshape their model.
Yeah.
Now that they've seen how well it was perceived, where they can take the next ones from here, I think they got to learn from their mistakes. Like, I maybe agree. Not make really long, maybe shorten the movies down a little bit. More humor. I mean, that was just like, it was almost too dark.
Yeah.
There wasn't that much humor going on. And don't overload with, like, all these different cameos and stuff.
And that's crazy because, like, we've known that for 10 years now, that you don't overfill a superhero movie anymore. And they did they broke the cardinal thing, and I know they're trying to introduce everybody, but I think they could have done it in a more organic
way. I think what they
should
have done is, instead of, like, you know, when he gives the file to Wonder Woman, and she looks at all the individual people, don't show the people, just show the images, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Would have got people thinking, what could that be? But instead, they, like, you know...
Kind of like what they did in the Marvel movies with the Avengers Initiative.
Yeah.
They didn't come out and just put it all on the table.
No.
It was a slow butt. And that's the thing. DC Universe is behind. They need to come out there and
they're trying to catch up too much.
Yeah. So overall, go see the movie. Don't listen to the critics. Yeah. It is worth your time. I would say it's even worth your $10 at the movie theater and $20 worth of snacks.
Yeah, I think it's worth watching.
Take it for what it's worth. Don't overthink it and just have a good time watching Batman and Superman on the big screen.
Yeah.
Do you have any other final thoughts, Tommy Two Stars?
No, I don't think so.
Thanks for listening to us gab about this movie for 30 minutes. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to drop another episode here in your ears.
Oh, you're going to be ready.
Heck yeah. Boom. So keep calm and
geek on.